Welcome to the Amped Podcast. On this episode, we bring you another masterclass in collaboration with MTN. Get your caller tunes now. Enjoy.
Is there a certain clause in a law terminology that we are supposed to look out for? Because I'd like to believe that not everyone is aware of certain clauses or even the terminology used in that contract. So what is it hidden that you can tell us about those certain clauses?
What kind of contract is it?
Let's talk publishing.
With publishing agreements, right, it depends what kind of deal you're entering into. There's an administration deal that you can enter into with the publisher, and they just collect on your behalf. They collect your monies on your behalf, your royalties, etc., for the composition. Then there's a different one where you assign all your rights to the publisher, or you co-assign your rights to the publisher, or you become an exclusive writer for the publisher. So what that means is that then whatever you write and compose, the publisher will take that and try and sell it on your behalf and either sell it to another artist. So if you know you're a songwriter but you're not a singer or a performer, then they will take your music and then sell it to somebody else who's a performer. And then that person then will sing it, and then you'll earn your monies from there. So depending on what kind of publishing agreement you're entering into, the most important thing that you always need to look out for is the term of the contract itself and how to exit that contract. And on top of that, you also need to look at a retention period, and the term meaning the duration of the agreement. So certain contracts will be very clear about how long it is. So they'll say 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 30 years, or they'll say there's an obligation for you to provide us with, you know, with 100 songs, for example. We're using it as an exclusive writer, right? You have to provide us with 100. Until you provided us with that 100, the contract will run until you provided us with the particular music, right? And then after that, then there becomes a retention period. The contract might be 3 years, but the retention of the rights period is 25 years. Now, you're just like, but I only signed with you guys for 3 years. Why do you still want to collect and exploit my rights for an additional 25 years of that? And the argument is always that, no, it's because the music has longevity. So if we only give the 3 year period, then it's going to end at the 3 year and we might not necessarily get the true value that we want to get. That's what you look out for, that term, right? The duration of the agreement. You also look out for what exactly are you giving them, because sometimes these agreements are a bit sneaky. So you know that you're giving them the exclusive right to exploit your compositions for a certain period of time. And what they might say is that now they own that particular copyright that you've created within that period of time that you've signed to them, or that over and above that, once you're done, then they'll own the copyright. So the important thing is the intellectual property. See what the wording says around that and the ownership, and also how you're earning money from this particular contract, because you may find that they give you an advance and you think that that advance is a sign-on fee, but that advance is recoupable even from the publisher. The same way with a record deal, that you might get an advance where they give you, let's say, 100,000 for signing the contract, but what you then don't realize is that it's recoupable. So then now you need to look at the agreement to see that this advance that they're giving to me, is it a sign-on fee that doesn't have an obligation to be repaid, or do I have to pay it back? So that's very important to look at. Exit provisions, how to get out of the contract, very important. It must be beneficial and mutually beneficial for the parties, right? So most of these deals, how they are, they set up more in favor of the publishers or the record label, etc. But you as an artist, you might not be able to get out of a contract very easily. So you need to make sure that you can exit the contract. You need to make sure, what is the breach provision? Breach meaning if the record label or the publisher doesn't fulfill its obligations, what can you do in order to, one, enforce your right to get them to fulfill their obligations? And if they fail to fulfill the obligation, can I then terminate that contract? And if I can terminate it, how do I terminate the contract? Do I need to give them 7 days written notice to request that they comply with the terms and conditions? Or can I just terminate immediately because of the nature of the breach? And then you also look at, what kind of breach is it? Is it material or is it not material? Material meaning it's a fundamental breach that even if you try to cure it, you won't be able to cure it. Those are the most important ones, because all the terms in a contract are very important, but those ones are the ones that you should really be looking out for. And also exclusivity is also an important part of it. What does it mean? Am I only allowed to work with this particular publisher? Can I work with other people? Can I co-publish? Can I, you know, what can I do? What can't I do? And what material am I actually giving it to the publisher? Because how the contracts are set up in some instances is that you might only want them to exploit maybe 100 songs that you've already given to them. And they might say anything that you create during the term of the contract is then administered by us as the publisher. So you need to be very clear and careful on what it is that you're actually signing on for with that particular publisher.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Amped Studios podcast in collaboration with MTN Play. Subscribe to this podcast now. For more information about Amped Studios, go to ampedstudios.co.za. That's ampedstudios.co.za. And don't forget to get your caller tunes now.